SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Another group sounds an alarm over the crisis at the southern border. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
A group of 10 retired FBI directors and counterintelligence experts have sent a letter to Congress warning of the potentially catastrophic impact of President Biden's open border policies. They note a flood of military-aged men from nations hostile to the U.S. are entering the country, including young men from China and Russia. Quoting from the letter, "The threat we call out today is new and unfamiliar. In its modern history, the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now," end quote. Ken Lorman reporting.
The United Nations top court has ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at war with Hamas terrorists, not Palestinian civilians.
The charge of genocide leveled against Israel is not only false, it's outrageous, and decent people everywhere should reject it. On the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day, I again pledge as Israel's Prime Minister, never again. Israel will continue to defend itself against Hamas, a genocidal terror organization.
Meanwhile, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees terminated a number of its staffers in Gaza suspected of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas and other terrorists on southern Israel. A jury has begun deliberating in the defamation trial against former President Trump, deciding if he owes writer E. Jean Carroll money after a jury last year concluded he sexually abused her in 1996. The jury began its work Friday after closing arguments. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 60 points, the Nasdaq dropped 55. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are outraged.
They've been trying for several years to no avail to get the Biden administration to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern because of the violent persecution of Christians there. This week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was visiting Nigeria, and while he was there, Muslim terrorists massacred at least 25 Christians in an attack on a village in Plateau State. The terrorist also burned the local church to the ground. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota legislature kicked off debate on whether to join the list of states that allow physician-assisted suicide. A House Health Committee took the unusual step Thursday of giving the bill a hearing even before the legislative session formally convenes February 12th. A suicide measure was first introduced in Minnesota 9 years ago, but supporters say they're confident this one will pass in 2024. This is SRN News. U.S. auto safety regulators have closed an investigation with Ford.
There were complaints that the doors on some Ford Escapes can open while the SUVs are being driven. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its probe found that there is a low potential hazard to drivers and that Ford is doing a customer satisfaction program to fix the problem. The agency says the SUVs have an audible and visual warning if the doors don't latch properly. Ford will send letters to owners in March telling them of the service campaign, which fixes the problem but is short of a recall. John Scott reporting.
JetBlue Airways may end its attempt to buy low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines as soon as this weekend, sending Spirit shares tumbling. Spirit says it sees no reason to terminate the deal. The two airlines are appealing a judge's ruling blocking the merger. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.